You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, a couple of ladies and a dog, Sandy Romino. She is the organizer for the second annual Dachshund Derby. Lindsay Brewer, a participant for the Dachshund Derby. And then we have Cooper, an actual dachshund. Is Cooper going to say anything during this interview, Sandy?
That's up to Cooper.
All right. So let's talk about this Dachshund Derby that takes place this weekend in Tuolumne City. What day?
On Sunday. Registration at 10. Races start at noon with just dachshund dogs. It's crazy. It's so much fun.
Last year was the first annual Dachshund Derby. So successful that you're bringing it back again this year.
Yes, we knew when we started organizing it that we would have five dachshunds. Friends and co-workers would bring their dogs. We ended up with 54. They came from Hayward, Turlock, all over the place. And it was a hoot. It was so much fun. We ended up having to organize heats at the last minute because we had so many participants.
Okay, so it caught you a little off guard
last year.
Yes,
it did. Yes, it did. And so we're more prepared this year. In fact, this year we have more hot dogs for sale.
Okay. Lindsay Brewer, you participated in this last year. What were you expecting and what happened?
So I wasn't really expecting that many dogs, and dachshunds are pretty territorial, so they like to bark, and I was expecting just every dog barking, but they seemed to know their own kind, and they actually all really got along, and it was very interesting to see them know that it was their breed. And Gouda and Gorgonzola, we call her Zola, are my two dogs. And they actually won the entire derby. So wasn't expecting that at all. And it was very exciting for them to win. So this year we're going to be there to defend our championship.
Okay, tell me about registration for those who have dachshunds.
So the registration, you could do it the morning of, is $5. It's all it costs to come, and you can enter as many dogs as you want. You just have to have somebody to be release and catch. It's a 40-yard racetrack. It's not a loop or anything. It's only 40 yards. It is designated by flour, so we're like cooking flour, so there's baking flour. There's nothing on the grass that would harm anybody or anything. And sign up. Dog must be on a leash, and you will sign a release saying you're responsible for cleaning up after your dog, et cetera, et cetera.
How many races are there?
Depending on how many participants we get. Last year we had 7 heats, and we take only 6 dogs at a time and narrowed it down through heats. And like Lindsay said, she had the winning pups.
Okay, you mentioned there's going to be several hot dogs. You're not referring to the dachshunds.
No, we're not. As this race benefits this year the Friends of the Animal Community. So we sell hot dogs, chips, and sodas for $5. And then they do have raffle prizes, and they do bring some of their adoptable dogs.
And there's going to be a derby hat contest.
Can you tell us? Is our first year, not only for the dogs, but for the fur baby parents also. Excuse me. And we do have prizes.
So this is not limited to dachshunds just within Tuolumne County.
No, it's open to anybody that owns dachshunds.
Anybody within this listening area.
Correct.
Where the signal reaches. All right, so bring your dachshund this Sunday to Tuolumne City. It takes place at Westside Memorial Park. Registration starts at 10 in the morning. The races begin at noon. What else would you like to add?
This is the downtown Memorial Park. We appreciate Tuolumne City being cooperative and letting us use the park. Come down and have fun. It really is a hoot. You've got dogs racing all over the place.
Lindsay, your dogs are the reigning champions. Any expectations this year?
Oh, they've been training. Not very hard, but they are 10 years old at this point. So they are driven by one thing. And so we'll have that there to kind of entice them to run.
All right. Sandy, has Cooper been training?
No. Cooper hasn't. In fact, we were quite surprised how well he did last year. He just runs from mom to dad.
He's a very well-behaved dog. We didn't even hear from him during this interview. All right. Anything else you would like to add?
We'd like to invite everybody to come out. You don't have to have a dog in the race to come and watch. It really is fun.
For more information, is there a telephone number?
Sure. 694-3178.
Lindsay Brewer, Sandy Romino. Always great to see both of you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.